Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, yeah, boy. It's hour four of the nation. And we got the expressway coming up here in about 20 minutes. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, all the fun going all the way until 7 o'clock when Fred and Blake will take over for some fan after dark. But here's Eric Chiafalo with an edition of Football's Finest.
Okay, the good news when it comes to the Jets passing attack. Their only receiver is Garrett Wilson.
True.
I mean, when you look at their receiving numbers, their second leading receiver, like if it's a wide receiver, after Garrett Wilson, you probably wouldn't even know this guy existed based on his name.
So it's not Alan Lazard.
It's not Alan Lazard. Alan Lazard is their third leading receiver with three receptions.
Ooh.
Their second leading receiver goes by the name of Tyler Johnson.
Tyler Johnson.
He has four receptions on the season. Their passing attack is Garrett Wilson by a mile, 27 receptions, and he's one of the best in the league. And then it's their running back, Breece Hall. That's where the bad news comes in.
Yeah.
Because they will throw to those backs. It's like, is Garrett Wilson open? No. Let's throw it to a running back. And unfortunately, we've seen the Cowboys basically have no answer to teams that want to just throw the ball out to the running back and go make plays.
I don't think they've completed a screen to a running back, though.
It's just throw it to the flat.
Throw it to him, yeah, yeah.
So, like, when you look at their breakdowns, they're throwing... There's only, like, maybe three teams that are throwing to their running backs more than the Jets. It's just like, is Garrett Wilson open? No, check it down to a back. And in theory, that's beautiful. You're like, this is awesome. I just don't know if the Cowboys can rally and tackle on Breece Hall if he's going to catch the ball like five times in the game. We saw what Jacobs just did.
I mean, I guess the good news is the wide screen is a little bit harder to defend and rally to. Maybe if you're just checking down over the middle or out in the flat, that's an easier play to defend. I guess your edges and your linebackers are closer in that scenario. But if you're the Jets, you got to be figuring out how are we going to get to the ball out here on this edge, especially against cover three with their corner bailing. That's the opportunity.
No question. And we'll see if, I mean, hopefully Eberflus and company has a little bit of a plan to slow that down, because to this point, they haven't really shown the ability to be able to do that.
I mean, it comes down to which thing that we're bad at can we start to be good at? And if you do cover two and try to take that away, are they just going to, you know, ding it into the middle between Reddy Stewart and Kenneth Murray standing around looking like they don't know what time it is? You know, that's the kind of stuff Trayvon Diggs is talking about. Like, we're running defenses that tells us this is where the offense is going to attack, and then we're acting surprised by it.
So tonight, Thursday Night Football, you'll get Niners and Rams. Puka Nacua is on pace to be the Offensive Player of the Year right now, I think. I mean, he's got 43 catches through 4 weeks. The next highest is Garrett Wilson of the Jets and Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Lions. They're tied with 27 catches. So he's at 43. The next closest is 27. And I love the cut-ups of him because the way he plays in the run game as well, just blocking his tail off. Like, he is everything you want. He's a total gamer. And Stafford and Devontae Adams were talking about the Puka Nacua pregame ritual.
Oh. Yeah, I got something for you real quick on that blocking thing, because I was reading a game preview today that said the opposing team's number one wide receiver is always going to go Adams because they hate having to play run defense against Nacua. Because at the end of the games, like, his face mask is all scarred up and scratched because he's just an animal. He's relentless. And they're like, dude, I don't want to have to try to guard Nacua and then handle him in the run game for the entire three hours.
Yes.
It's insane.
Yeah, he's an absolute menace. He really is. And so he's a guy that you just have nothing but respect for. Now, Matthew Stafford, Devontae Adams, this is them talking about the Puka Nacua pregame.
Puka watches LeBron James highlights before NFL games. Not really sure how he correlates the two, but he loves LeBron and also thinks he could play in the NBA. So
I will vouch and say that that is true because I just saw him before this this last game.
Yep,
sitting next to me watching it, and I was confused. I'm like, what?
It's what he does.
Yeah, it was a LeBron James career highlights.
I get it. The guy's a stud.
Just LeBron James career highlights. That's how he locks in.
I mean, it would be. I mean, I guess cool. Maybe it's part of his routine. Is that one of those good luck things? What do they call it, superstitious?
Yeah, maybe there's some superstitious nature to it. But I also just think he is as his favorite player. He loves
inspiration.
He loves. How many minutes are we talking here every Sunday of LeBron highlights?
He's played 41 years, right?
What are we doing?
What's his stamina?
I mean, 41. It's great.
Yeah, played what? How many years he played? 21.
Yeah, if you're doing highlights? Career highlights,
this is going to be year 23.
Going to be hours.
Yeah. It's a lot of great highlights. A lot of good dunks. Him running fast. Step back threes.
Jesus pose.
The Jesus pose alley-oop with Wade. I mean, the yeah. D-Wade years, there's got to at least be a couple hours of highlights in there.
Almost hit my head on the rim a few times, bro. Come on, man.
All the chase down blocks off
chase
the glass.
Chase down blocks, bro.
You could watch that for 30 minutes probably, just those.
The glorious.
Just locked in. Oh, man, I remember the 80 times I've watched this one. Can't wait to watch it again.
Is it the same thing every week? Like career highlights? I guess so. But that's how he locks in, and it's paying off for him. He's an absolute animal.
It does get him in the zone.
He's a sick puppy.
Now, so I'll be excited to watch him tonight. Like first time you can really kind of sit down and just soak in a full Rams game. Right now, Pro Football Focus, their quarter season all-pro team, they have Matthew Stafford as the quarterback. I think it's bogus.
You don't think he's that good?
Well, I think he's awesome. I just... If we're being real, like Dak is playing at an unbelievable level. I don't know, like through four games, can you tell me somebody's playing better? Pro Football Focus will tell you that Dak is like 20 points better from a grade standpoint when under pressure.
Wow.
Yeah, than Stafford.
I think it's the record, and I think people have some like Dak PTSD from believing in him and then seeing how horrible it's gone in the playoffs and how horrible it was last year.
Yeah, and I get
that. I think
they
don't want to believe it yet.
I get that, but it's like it's just right now.
Or he might get hurt.
It's just through the first 4 weeks. We're not talking about, hey, I'm going to give you the MVP today. We're just talking about through the first 4 weeks.
He has been playing damn good.
Damn good.
Okay, if there was an all-league draft and you're only drafting for this year, is Dak's going what, third? If Burrow's hurt,
if you're basing it off the last 4 weeks,
Mahomes, Dak,
Allen, Mahomes,
maybe Herbert,
yeah,
but Lamar keeps getting hurt,
yeah, and listen, Stafford would be up there. He's playing great.
He's in the conversation,
but I don't know. I feel like through the first 4 weeks, you'd be hard pressed to find somebody.
I mean,
Sam Darnold would be in the mix.
They say that like the 90 range as a PFF score is fairly unsustainable. I guess like Myles Garrett can hold it or Patrick Surtain can hold it for an entire season, but it's just so rare. But I mean, to your point, it's just a quarter season award. I think they're hating on our guy here.
PFF has given the running back all pro team through 4 weeks to Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, it seems like it's breakout year time.
Yes, yes, and he has forced the most missed tackles in the league this year at 27. Right behind him is your guy. How about this? Both of Broadus's guys, Bijan at number one, Ashton Jeanty number two, with the second most missed tackles forced.
That's a shame, and Ashton Jeanty, that offensive line, that's just horrible, what he's going through.
It could not be more disgusting.
Yeah.
Puka Nacua, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Amon-Ra St. Brown are your all-pro team for the quarter season right now. At wide receiver, those three guys are playing some dang good football. Then it's Brock Bowers at tight end, which is interesting because he hasn't been totally lighting it up. I know that from a fantasy perspective. Garrett Bowles is your left tackle, the Broncos.
I think he's battling injury, Bowers.
He got hurt I think it was the first game of the season.
Yeah.
New England, maybe.
Yeah, New England. You got Penei Sewell at right tackle. For the Lions, Trey Smith, the right guard for Kansas City. The Cardinals, Hjalte Froholt.
Bless you.
Cardinals center. And then David Edwards is the Bills left guard. That's who they have as your all-pro team right now for Pro Football Focus offensively. Who do you guys think is the odds-on favorite now to be the first fired head coach?
Oh, it's kind of stabilized in Miami a little bit.
A little bit. Enough to make sure that Mike McDaniel's not the leading candidate.
Isn't this Brian Callahan's first season in Tennessee?
No, this is, I believe, his second season.
Yeah. He's out of there.
He's out of there. Yeah, he is at a minus 275 right now as the favorite to be the first head coach fired. Then it's McDaniel, then it's Dable, then it's Canales in Carolina, and Kellen Moore with the Saints. Mm. You're like, man, hating on the Saints right now. Why are you doing that?
Shouldn't it be Zach Taylor? Like, what do they do well? What would you say you do around
That's
here,
That's a great
sir?
Point, dude. Absolutely. Let me see if Zach Taylor is anywhere even close.
Yeah,
here.
But didn't he like have to play with a bad quarterback? Like,
yeah,
he's
is it Jake Browning.
But remember I gave you the game their drives for the last two games.
Oh, I understand, but man, you're playing with that guy.
He's not even in the mix. He's not even in the top 10.
The Brown family's not going
to
do that.
I think it's time to get Amari Cooper back on and ask him if the best team in college, if Ohio State, could beat the Bengals. That's hot chatter right there.
Oh, that's right.
I think he would still fight me.
I think he would.
He probably would, but I think I'd be more on your side this time.
Oh, thanks. Where were you back then? Well, I tell him, Amari.
I didn't see a team as bad as the Bengals back then.
Guy was a pro scout at one time in his life. Super Bowl champ. Can you believe that crap? God. See what I have to work with, Amari?
I'd like to apologize on behalf of Brian, Amari.
Yeah, you're one of the best, Amari. Best I've ever
heard. Rev that engine for us again. He'd be driving around in his like V12 Jaguar or something.
Yeah, he was always cruising.
What'd you pick up for mom for dinner?
How many offensive snaps?
With the window down, too, by the way, doing an interview. It's crazy.
Man,
my
man knew how to shift a car, too, man. Paddle shift that thing.
It's a good sound.
It is a good sound.
Yeah.
How many offensive snaps do you think the Saints have played with a lead this year?
Oh, seven.
I saw the Cowboys were super low on this.
They are. The Cowboys have only had 15 offensive snaps this year with a lead. But that's still not as bad as the Saints, who have a bagel in that category.
Wow.
They have not ran an offensive play this year with a lead on the scoreboard. The Browns have run two offensive plays, the Titans three with a lead.
Let's get Kellen Moore out of there, too.
That's where things stand right now. Yeah, that's why Kellen Moore is like fifth on the first head coach to be
fired.
Couldn't
see that coming.
No kidding. All right.
He's the anti-Dan Campbell.
Jell's Bond.
Let's pat him on the rear.
Him and McDaniels hang out, coaching meet and greets.
All right. Are you guys ready for a little impromptu? Guess that spread?
Jake Ferguson?
Oh, yeah. We got to get to Jake.
I think we should get to Jake.
All right.
We're going to have to do that this 6 o'clock hour.
Leave it. We'll leave it.
That is a great tease because we got to get to Jake Ferguson. The Cowboys tight end joins us every Thursday at 5:20, and he's next here on.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know
the Browns outside of
you know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's time now for the Jake Ferguson Show, brought to you by Miller Lite, proud sponsor of the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys and Jets, Sunday at noon, our pregame at 9, and Jake Ferguson joins you now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. I guess that tie, it made us excited because you guys went out there and put all that points on the defense. How'd that tie treat you?
Yeah, you know, I'd rather win. There was something on Twitter, or I guess X, but it was some reporter had asked Dak, it was like kissing your sister, and that's what I ran with. I mean, it's just, you know, you work all week, you go all week, and you're grinding, and, you know, I mean, no, it is better than a loss, but at the same time, you know, it leaves you with a weird taste in your mouth, for sure.
It made me start to look up, Jake, the ball players with really attractive sisters. That was I fell down that rabbit hole. I think Brady Quinn. I don't know. Maybe there's some other players that have really good looking sisters. But it was a bad rabbit hole there for a little bit.
What are your thoughts on that, Jake?
Yeah. What were your bad
thoughts?
Yeah,
that's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah. I personally did not do that.
I figured you wouldn't.
But you are crushing. 20 catches combined the last 2 weeks. Back in the end zone last week. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
How much do you track the? I mean, you're halfway to a career high right now, bro, for catches.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't really look at the stats too much. However, I did want to get in the end zone. I always want to get in the end zone. That one meant a lot to me. But, yeah, I'm never really looking at the stats too much. You know, I really honestly just focus on, you know, the grade coach gives me at the end of the game and then, you know, whether we win or lose.
Do you have people in your life that have you on their fantasy teams and they're always updating you?
Oh, my God. I hate it. I hate it. Like, I got a that's one thing, like fantasy and like stuff like that. And like people are like, I got you on my fantasy team. And my go-to now is like, oh, that's a good manager. Like, you're good. You're doing well. Yeah. And then I had a buddy who really didn't happen. It only happened like my rookie year. He'd be like, hey, man, like I need you to get like I don't even know how fantasy works. I don't even do fantasy. He's like, I need you to get X amount of points. And I go, listen, if you keep telling me this, I'm not going to talk to you. Like, it's stressing me out. Like, you're one of my boys. I talk to you a lot, but I do not need to hear this from you. So, yeah, it's crazy. And I know that fantasy stuff is crazy, so I try to stay out of it.
Hey, Jake, if I could circle back on your touchdown, though, when you kind of widened on the play, were you looking inside at McKinney, and when he didn't move, you knew you had a touchdown?
No, I did a lot of scouting on their defense and then just knowing what they run down in the red zone. And
sure.
You know, I think I honestly think as soon as I lined up, I knew, all right, this ball's coming to me.
Yeah.
Just make a play on it.
Gotcha.
And that honestly happens quite a bit more than you'd think.
Right.
Like you see it covered and it's like, all right, this should be mine right here.
Right.
So honestly, that was going through my head. Honestly, as soon as he called the play, I was like, all right, I'm scoring.
Yeah. I just thought when you kind of motioned you, I was thinking, man, he just widened a little bit to give himself some room get inside there. But it was a hell of a play. I mean, great job of you kind of getting it done.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I love being able to move guys with my demeanor and my body language and stuff like that. So it's nice. Yeah, there you go.
What goes through your mind like when you break the huddle and then you realize it's a pass play and you're set up to block Micah one-on-one? Like, you just want to tell Shoddy to go off himself?
No. I could have – no. That's not on anybody. First of all, I should have won that. I've won one-on-ones against him in practice several times.
Hell yeah, you have.
Yeah, that was just a, you know, he dove down a little bit and I fell for it and forgot how, I mean, yeah, which I should never have forgot how athletic and slippery he was. Yeah. And don't get me started on those Green Bay jerseys. You can't even grab a hold of those dusters. Yeah. But he just slipped off and then, yeah. Wait, I wish I could get back 100%.
You know, Jake, I worked in Green Bay. I think they use silicone.
Yeah, what's going on? They got different jerseys?
They make them. They're the old school.
Oh, no, yeah.
They make them up in Ripon, Wisconsin. Yeah. I don't know why I know that. It's because I'm in Wisconsin. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But they're like – it's like they weld them to the pads. Like, they're tiny, and you can't get a grip on them or grab them at all.
Yeah. That equipment man, Brian Nearing, is pretty good. But, yeah, back in the day, the Reggie White days – we had some silicone going on up there. Uh-huh. It's stuff to keep the shoes clean, you know, in the bottom of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were kind of doing whatever it took up there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the scouting on your own, like, what goes into that? How do you do it? Are you home on an iPad? Do you have a film room for that? And how much extra can you harvest beyond what the team kind of scouts up and shows you during the week?
Yeah, so we all get iPads and stuff like that. I don't know if you guys know I almost think every NFL team gets an iPad. But there's huge fines if you lose them. Huge fines if you come to meetings and they're not charged or something like that. Yeah. But, yeah, just going home, going on the iPads. I usually watch the game immediately after the game and kind of go into the next Monday talking to the coach with my thoughts and stuff like that. And then also self-scout. And then all throughout the week, obviously, watching film.
All your cut-ups are on that thing, too? All the cut-ups, all your red zone stuff, everything?
Everything, yeah.
Everything need, wow.
Yeah, so each day installs go in. Like, there's an app for your playbook. There's an app for, the film itself.
Right.
And then there's a couple other apps, but, like, I honestly only go on the film and the playbook app. And it's got, like the coaches here can type some stuff up. Here's put in pictures and stuff for the playbook, and then they send it out that night. All you got to do is click down, like, sync.
Wow.
And it syncs everything. And so, like, let's say tomorrow we're doing red zone, which we are. So all tonight the coaches will all be working. They'll put in red zone. And then, like, usually Coach Lunda Wells will text us and be like, all right, cut-ups are on your iPad, like, go check them out. And that's around, like, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so you can, I can even look at it tonight, like, all right, this is what's going in tomorrow. Sometimes what I like to do is, you know, see what's going in tomorrow, watch a little film on the red zone, because we have – I love the way Coach Wells does it. He's got this tape that he starts basically on Monday/Tuesday mm-hmm. of every scenario, and, like, this is a bunch of stick routes, like, ran against these guys. This is, like base blocks and all this stuff, and you can go in there and be like, okay, this is like what I'm marrying up. How does this look like based off of what we're trying to run? And like, you can just pull pieces and kind of just see what things might look like, or, you know, what you're planning on doing and stuff like that. And so it's a great system, and yeah, you just got to buy in, obviously. So,
hey Jake, you know, with all the stuff you do now with that, but have you ever fallen asleep in a meeting?
No.
Do you have teammates that have it? I'm not asking to call it names, because I had a teammate at LSU one time, fell asleep, and the coach called him out, and he said he was praying for the team. That was his answer.
That's a good one.
That's how the coach is praying for the team. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you say to that? But you never fall asleep in a meeting, right?
I've had a couple of those ones where, you know, like my eyelids are getting real heavy. And like, I've had one or two where, you know, my eye might shut, and then I like jolt back up, and everyone looks at me, and I was like, I just held a coffin or something. Like, you just got to play it off. But yeah, no, I haven't. I had a dude in college who would sleep, and he obviously, I won't say any names, but he would just be knocked out.
When you say huge fines for leaving the iPad, losing it, or not having it charged, like, what is it? What would you consider a huge fine?
I think
fine
it's like
here?
20 racks if you lose it.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah. And then, like, if you don't have a charge, they're pretty lenient on that one, because we've got chargers all over the place. But, like, if you need it charged and you're in this meeting, like, and they're like, everyone pull out your iPads or something like that, like, it might be around like 4 or 5, something like that.
Who would you say is the funniest coach, especially when it comes to the discipline stuff, like chirping in meetings, things like that? Is there somebody that is just hilarious?
Shoddy's pretty good at it. It's not a, like, in the moment it's funny. It's like after the fact that it starts to be funny.
Yeah.
And then Clayton Adams always has. And then obviously Lunda Wells, like, he's got, like, he'll take, like, a, like, for example, like, he'll be taking the rookie through like a down block. So we have this down block that's a type of block or whatever, and Coach Wells wants it said just like he says it, like his words specifically, like just as he says it. And the rookie, I'll call him out, Rivaldo Fairweather was finally starting to get it, and he'll be like, if he stutters at all, if he says it in the wrong order, if anything, we don't hear anything behind us because Dub sits behind all the guys, and we all look back, and he looks like he's sleeping. He's like, we're getting close, champ. You're getting close. And then so the other day, Valdo had gotten it right, or somewhat right, and Dub goes, oh, there's a god.
Hey, how about his wardrobe selection, though? Lunda Wells, like, he's a pretty stylish dresser, man.
Oh yeah, he's dialed in. He's always dialed
really
in.
Dialed in on his clothes.
He only wears all black, though.
Yeah, I know, Johnny Cash look for sure.
Yeah, so I'll try to bring in like some clothes for the guys. Like, if I get some like Under Armour will send me some stuff.
Yeah,
and like, I'll try to give it to him. He's like, oh, it's not black. I don't want it. All right.
Do you take pride in your attire showing up to the game, like that whole walk-in deal?
I mean, I don't too much. If I could come in sweats every single day, I would.
Respect.
But my girl Haley loves picking out my outfits. And then Lunda Wells, he takes it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Because sure.
it's business. So you got to look sharp. I understand that.
Jake Ferguson Show here with you on 105.3 The Fan. What do you think about the way that Dak handled the pressure against Green Bay? That was just amazing to watch from our end.
Doesn't surprise me. You know what I mean? The way that dude works, the way he, you know, he's the first one in the building, last one out. He's always doing some sort of work. The way he leads this team. But then on the same, like when he's off the field and outside of the facility, like the kind of guy he is, and like, you know, honestly, it pisses me off when people talk crazy on him. It makes me just want to fight him. Drives me nuts. But like I don't understand how you could not like the dude, because the way he works and the way he loves the game, You can see it and how hard he works. And then off the field, he's one of the most stand-up guys ever.
All right, you said fight. You get one teammate to have your back in a fight. Who's the guy?
Probably Tyler Smith. Yeah, I'd probably say T. Smooth.
Amongst the leaner guys, it sure seems like George Pickens knows what to do in a situation.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know if I'd want George, because if there was like, if it's two on like, call it like five.
Yeah.
I'd be ended up fighting four of them, and George is just beating the living life out of the other one. Yeah, he got real personal with the other one. I'm like, George, help me out. So I don't know.
Jake, my final question here for you. Maybe you're used to this stuff. You mentioned Under Armour earlier, and if you Google Jake Ferguson right now, it's a story about your fiance, Haley Cavender, perfectly mimicking the Fergie Fresh for the Under Armour. Is this a trend that they're doing on social today?
Yeah, so we're an Under Armour household, actually. So she's signed with Under Armour, her and her twin sister, Hannah, and then I'm also signed. I recently just signed with Under Armour this past offseason. So, yeah, we're an Under Armour household, so they like doing – they like copying me. So
now, do you copy them? Do they recruit you for videos? Are you up for those?
I haven't done any yet. That was the first one, and they just showed me that. I was dying laughing because they're funny. They had her. Yeah, they had her and they had Haley in a full Wisconsin padded uniform. I was dying. Yeah. That was funny.
All right, we do have a question from one of the Tolos here, and they're curious about if you enjoy the state fair shenanigans.
I'm going to say something, and you guys are not going to be happy. Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
I've never been.
Never been?
Yeah, I see all the grub everywhere, and it drives me nuts because I want to try it, but I've just never been.
Is it because it's in season?
It's just in season, and they're like, Mondays I'm usually winding down, and we sometimes have meetings and stuff. And then Tuesdays I'm just like recovering. Like I don't know if you guys remember in fall camp when all love to K9, but when Kenneth Murray hit me, I don't know if you saw that video.
Mm-mm.
Man,
light you up pretty good.
I mean, my back's still humming. So like, I'm doing all the work I can to just like make sure I can like, because when I wake up, I'm like. Super, super sore. And then, like, I'm basically just preparing for practice and stuff like that. But yeah, my Tuesdays are pretty full with recovery. So
just ice bathing the hell
out of
that.
And I actually just got a sauna and a Nordic Wave cold plunge.
Ooh.
In the backyard.
Clutch,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, it's big time. It's big time. I got it set at 38 right now. I'm going for like 3 to 4 minutes.
You're an animal. It makes sense, Jake, because you're big time. We appreciate you every Thursday at 5:20 here on The Fan. Have fun up there in New York. Give him hell. We'll be pulling
sir.
For you.
Appreciate you guys.
Salute. There he goes. Of course, we have Jake Ferguson every Thursday, brought to you by Miller Lite, proud sponsor of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's step aside real quick. We'll come back, get you G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, and all your fun for the rest of the night here on The Fan.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, let's do this. Time for the Expressway. Thanks to Jake Ferguson for joining us. We'll get back on schedule. The Expressway brought to you by the on-time experts. And here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup.
All right, here we go, baby. G-Bag of the Day. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. If you see anything we should be playing, hit me up. I don't care where it's from. It could be from a whole other station, which I've showed you this week I would play. I don't care. Let's see here. Day number two, going for three for this champion audio, comes from our very own General Gavin Dawson. What was he talking about here?
Hey, yo.
He doesn't want to live in Miami. He cannot take a pay cut and get cut. Tyreek has zero guaranteed money in 2026.
I just wanted to see him stand up and like shake that thing out one time, you know?
You know,
it's like, oh my goodness, I couldn't. I mean, after the first time or two, I was like, man, I can't look at this anymore.
Oh, just the way
see Byron Jones put it back in place.
Yeah.
So graphic. Disjointed.
I didn't even think about it, what I was saying.
Yeah.
God, I hate myself sometimes.
That's what's good about it, bro. That's what's good about it.
I mean, what's worse is I was actually thinking about what I was saying. You know? At least you have an excuse.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
All right, I got to get these out the way. I really do, man. They've been sitting there for too long. All right, what is this? It's Thursday?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Jeez, I got some Monday night clips still sitting in here. So I'm going to make it a Monday night combo pack. J.K. Dobbins, post-game interview. Mm-hmm. He speak a little Spanish. Speak a little Spanish. He sound like me drunk in Cancun, trying to get my way back to the resort.
¿Dónde está?
Yeah.
Hotel.
Oye, anunciaron que un latino va a cantar en el Super Bowl, Bad Bunny. ¿Qué opinas que un cantante va a cantar en español en el Super Bowl? What does it mean that a Spanish singer is going to sing in the Super Bowl?
It means a lot. Solo escucho reggaeton y dembow y bachata. Así que me gusta mucho que Bad Bunny. Es que es bonito.
Yeah. El bonito.
El bonito.
El conejo malo.
El boricua.
El boricua.
Sí.
Bueno.
Me gusta mucho.
Hoy que estuvimos en Denver, es lunes.
Lunes.
It's Monday.
That little laugh is crazy.
That was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It was long, too. He talked for like 3 minutes like that, getting all those Spanish words.
Yeah.
And sounds like he's a big fan of it. The reggaeton and that style of music.
That bachata. Them girls be spinning that bachata. Mm. All right, let's see what else. I did say it was a combo pack. Let's go to the Fred Davis of coaching. Coach JB was watching the Monday night game. Jets and Dolphins. Coach JB is yelling at the kickoff returner. He's number 18. Who was that? Anybody know?
Oh.
For the Jets.
That might be Tyler Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coach JV is not a fan. He's got a cigar in his hand, spilling a little bit of his drink. He's holding it, but he doesn't realize it's spilling. you know when you're grooving like that?
Oh, yeah.
When the cup is kind of spilling a little bit and you're talking?
Mm-hmm.
He's breaking down a play right there on his flat screen.
All right, here we go. Regular punt return, all right? Punt the football. Why are you backing up? Why are you backing up? Why are you backing up? And now you don't know where you are, and you act like a f***ing and you don't f***ing take your heels off the 10-yard line when you're a punt returner. Why are we teaching it in high school, college, and the NFL at the biggest level? You don't know where you are on the field? Holy f***, cut your motherf***ing ass.
Wow.
Isaiah Williams.
That was a fair catch at the 2-yard line. Yeah. One of the dumbest things a punt returner has ever done.
Isaiah Williams, yeah.
So you stay at the 10, and if it goes over your head, just let that thing touch back.
Plant your feet at the 10, and if it goes over your head, let it ride.
Yeah. That was bugging Coach JB out, bro. He got upset. Press record real quick. We're going to send this out. Okay. What else we got? Hey, hold up. Let's go to the RJ and Chompy show.
Oh.
Tolo Jason Cervantes. I believe that's your last name, sir. Cervantes. I know it's Jason. Tolo Jason. He sent me this voicemail of Sean Sharif talking about Anthony Davis. Now, we played the clip earlier, but I'm going to keep it in the voicemail version because it just feels so raw this way. Pause.
It's an athleticism. So if Anthony Davis, if I knew that part of his offseason plan was I'm going to start doing out some damn punishment. I'm going to start pounding dudes. I'm going to start backing up that rear end.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and baby. I'm going to start back 3 seconds. Mm. 3 seconds. Mm. 3 seconds.
Okay. Get back at
bam.
Yeah. Is that a lot?
Explosion. Dunk.
What?
I'd be cool with that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I love that. No, Anthony Davis, he's not going to all of a sudden change his.
I just like it that way. My man was like, well, I recorded for you, LA, and send it to you, dog.
You got to hear
get
this.
It done. Shout out to Jason. Hooking you up, dude. No other way you can get this audio.
Hold on. What did he say? I'm going to punish?
Throwing out some damn punishment. I'm going to start pounding dudes.
No diddy, dog. I'm going to start doing out some punishment.
Chobby's like,
start pounding dudes till we get this beat right.
Yes.
God, dog. What else we got right here? Must be love. Oh, yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. Get well, sir. Sending you nothing but healing energy.
This church right here must be from Dallas.
This is only for the ratchet people. On my mama, on my hood, I look fly, I look good. Somebody say, ah! Come on, tell them. On my mama, on my hood, I look fly, I look good.
Not him harmonizing with it. I look good.
Sound like you had a big congregation.
They were jamming, bro. They was jamming. The tambourines and everything.
Oh, man.
Pock 'em, pock 'em, pock 'em, pock 'em, pock 'em, pock 'em. They get that Holy Ghost in church. You ever heard that? When they doon 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 doon
doon doon doon doon
doon doon doon doon doon doon doon doon doon doon.
Yeah, we had like the boring hymns, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness, another song, we gotta stand up.
Yep. No.
Yeah. It was real like low key. Now the preacher man himself, he would get lit, dude. He was
like
a scene, you
I
know.
Like that.
Pastor
like that.
Marvel.
Sweating.
Oh yes. Yeah. Red, just all red.
Like, get Pentecostal
testifying.
On you.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I like, bro.
He was amazing.
Spitting, there's diamonds and there's jewelry.
Yeah, that was the show.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's speed this it. Up. Get to all Pastor Marvel.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
barking.
Pull the plates out.
All right, is it Dawson on Cheetah? He wanted him to shake that thing out one time. Is I don't know what he was thinking. J.K. Dobbins, is it Coach JB? Is it Sean Sharif on Anthony Davis pounded dudes, or is it church? Everybody was looking fly. I'm going to go with, I don't know. I'm going to go with Coach JB, I suppose. Chief, how about you?
I'm going to go with Dawson.
All righty. Lucius?
Sean.
We're tied at one, Brian.
Start handing out some punishment.
Yeah,
start pounding dudes.
I like the Dobbins. Dobbins was the one I
like. You like Dobbins?
Yeah.
That creates a four-way tie at one?
Yeah. Is that your
vote?
That's a combo
that's
pack.
My vote, yeah.
Okay.
It's a Monday night combo
Oh, there
pack.
Was a combo pack.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Dobbins.
So there's two for the Monday
coach,
nights?
So it'd be yeah. the coach in the and Dobbins, right?
Yeah.
With the combo
right.
pack?
Yeah. By a score of 2-1-1, your combo pack is your new G-Bag of the Day champion. And with that, we stay in the Pimp Cup. It's time for LA Live with Lucius.
It's a ladies' night. Let's get into it right after the Great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
I say,
it'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Do I like someone who's dressed well? Yes. Do I think less of you if you aren't dressed well? Yes. Hi, gentlemen. My name is Lydia. I'm looking for my match. Somebody equal to or greater than me. I would love a man greater than me. I'm looking for a big man. Well, I love to watch basketball. I grew up watching that with my father. I'm a Lakers girl all the way. Can you dunk me? That's what I want. I want to know, can you lift me and place me somewhere? I'm very passionate about volunteering at the local soup kitchen, but once a year, and that's fine. I do believe in God, because what a scary world it would be if I didn't. I need a watchful eye.
Yeah, we sure do.
Passionate about the soup kitchen, but we do it one time a year.
One time a year, man.
One time a year.
Take a photo, post it to the gram.
Yeah.
Fine, brought us at the soup kitchen multiple times a year.
LA Live for Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday, Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Shout out to all the Tolo ladies that listen to this station. You are 100% appreciated, even if you're being forced to listen to this right now. Shout out to you, man. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. There's a new kind of sports bar. New kind of sports bar. Is it a trend? Is it a trend? Yep, there's a new sports bar, and they're only playing women's sports.
Okay.
They're right. Only showing women's sports on the big screens.
All right.
48 big old screens all the way around, and it's all women's sports.
A lingerie football league.
They might have to, at some point, you might have to turn it on. Like, what, there's no women's sports on today? Damn. Mm. College soccer and lingerie football is what we got up here.
American Gladiator VHS tapes?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Babe's Sports Bar. It's in Chicago. Babe's Sports Bar. They had a grand opening and it sold out first night.
There you go.
Sold out. They ran out of alcohol and everything. Hold on.
Those ladies will drink.
Come on.
Now, this video posted on social media shows a line of people down the block to get into Babe's. You know, it was supposed to be open today, but they posted online that they had to close because, quote, you all drank literally everything and we need a day to recoup.
Oh, wow.
Terrible planning.
How else are you going to watch those games?
Yeah. Oh, the ladies' game. So how about
that? We need Al Capone to get us some liquor in that building.
Now, I heard that there was like a, I don't know if it was true or not, but it was like a all-women's nightclub that opened that had to close because no alcohol was sold.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've seen it going viral, and I kept trying to see how real it was. Surprising. I see stories about it, but I don't know. I'm still...
Even wine.
Like, how? Come on.
And then mixed drinks? I mean, yeah.
They don't want to buy them.
Ladies, I know. Well, yeah, they don't want to buy them.
You got to have, like, where's my man to buy me my drink?
Yeah, they don't want to buy
them. Need some AI buyers in there.
That might be true. They don't want to buy them.
Then if you try to buy them a drink, they'll act offended. How dare you?
Yeah.
I'm independent. Yeah. Creepy. Girl. That looks desperate.
All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Ladies Night. It's real. Seen it yesterday. Brittany Renner wants PJ Washington to break more bread.
Yeah.
Eric brought it up a little bit, man. But yeah, it's really, really, really real.
It did seem like he got a great deal if he's only doing $5,500 a month.
Yeah, that was like from their first time.
See, that's where I was getting kind of ball sacked on, was he just got the new contract, so now she's looking for the new contract, right?
Exactly.
She needs a piece.
He said, I got a raise. She said, no, we got a raise, player. She was making like $5,500 a month, you know, and now she wants more. She's asking for $35,000 a month, $35,000 to raise her four-year-old son. She says she is out in California. She can't afford how much it is out there, how much the cost out there. And she's also hurting herself by pocket watching PJ and his new wife. She's looking to see the Instagram stuff. It's like she said, they have multiple cars. She has multiple bags.
Yeah.
They're taking trips, and I'm getting $5,500. I want more.
Is she still doing her Muslim thing?
She is no longer a Muslim. Oh, you Muslim now?
You Muslim now?
Yeah, she's not doing it anymore. I don't see her with the garb on and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, how didn't PJ not see the red flags, bro? This is Brittany Renner. You thought you could conquer Brittany Renner, bro?
She wrote a book about this thing.
Are you kidding me? Deion Sanders went and said, you know what? I got to find somebody to talk to my boys about the hoes out here. They can get caught up. Who could I get?
Who to call?
Oh, Brittany Renner.
Yeah.
First name that came to mind.
First
name. And PJ Washington started dating her after that Deion thing?
Well, I mean, no, he didn't. But he did
date her.
There were
plenty of warning signs before then?
Come on. She was already Brittany Renner in the game.
Yeah.
You thought you can conquer that? You thought you... Come on, bro. How'd you not see the red flags coming, man?
She admits it.
Yeah. She does. She brags about it. She really, really 100% brags about it. Yeah.
Maybe she said, oh, that's just for social engagement. I really love you. You know?
Yeah. Mark, you might have fallen for that. For false.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I'm pretty sure she has some lingerie or something when she said that on, just hypnotizing you.
I mean, I would just take the kid and be like, Judge, if I take the kid, can I give her nothing and just see my kid all the time? You know, have a new wife take care of the kid?
Yeah. New wife seemed to be down, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of new wife, remember when PJ pulled up to go get his son? He had a new wife in the car, and Brittany Renner was outside. And I don't know if she had like her friend or was that her mom or whatever.
I think it was her mom. It was her mom.
Reportedly her mom, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was her mom?
Yeah.
No way, bro.
Remember you played it and the mom was calling him out and stuff like that?
PJ invited the mom to his member?
No. It was Brittany Renner's mom. Yeah. It was her mom.
I thought there was some
cursing. That's what I'm saying.
There was some cursing.
Brittany Renner's mom. So PJ invited somebody to his member.
Oh.
And the mom responded.
And the mom responded, yes.
I did not like how that was. I did not know that was the mom. I thought that was a friend, bro.
No, that was mom.
Listen to this, brother.
And it's with, hey, it's up with me. Just know that. It's up.
What'd you say?
I'd love to.
What'd you say?
I didn't stutter.
I didn't hear you say it again.
Suck my.
If you had one, maybe I would.
That is not the answer.
Yeah.
That is not the answer, mom.
Yeah.
If my girl's. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
That's not the answer. If somebody said that to my girl, I don't want her to say, well, if you had one, I would. Yeah. That's not what I want to hear.
That's Brittany Renner's mom, you know what I'm saying?
Brittany Renner's mom.
We're looking for more wisdom, less sophomoric jokes from mom, maybe?
I mean, we just don't say
leadership.
That. You don't
not
say
the best
that.
Role models.
Yeah, you don't say. You got to have a better comeback then. Well, I might if there was a little bit more for me to see. What you got?
Well, obviously I do. There's a baby here.
Yeah, what are we doing? Oh, I thought that was strange, man. Staying on the subject of red flags. this father is taking a lot of heat online. As a parent, or maybe, yeah, I guess I'll just say, but as a parent, ever pulled you to the side about the person that you're trying to court or date and said, hey, let me tell you something about this person, by the way, before you get too deep into it. I want you to know who you're dealing with. Has that ever happened to you?
No. But my parents have been like, yeah, we're not really sure about this one.
Yeah, same here.
So she told you, but not, she didn't go tell the girl, hey, that Dawson? Mm.
Oh, yeah, that's happened to me a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a parents tell on you.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a major red flag if, like, the daughter or whatever is very close to mom and she's taking, like, a lot of life advice. That's going to circle around back on you. Mom's probably trying to keep her baby all to herself. You know what I'm saying?
That could be right. My girl's dad definitely told me some things about her.
Oh, about her?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely told me some things about her. I should have listened. He was 100% correct. He smoked it, bro. He knew his daughter. He gave me a great, great heads up.
Good,
I see it every single day. I see it. I'm like, man, Derek, you was right, dog. Boy, you was right. This dad right here is taking a whole lot of heat because his daughter was going on a date. The boyfriend was right there, and he told the truth about his daughter, apparently.
She might not have told you this, but my daughters do not respect men. So I'm letting you know that now, and I'm not joking when I tell you that, brother. And they have mouths when it comes to them getting into disagreements and engagements with men, and they will verbally put some lashings on you, brother, because they don't respect men. I'm just giving it to you forefront, brother, right. So you know what you're going in.
My man said, right. You hear him in the background? Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, it makes sense. She's still fine, right?
Yeah, he's taking some heat online right now for butting into their business.
Oh, man.
We'll see.
Well, I mean, you want to make sure, because you know, I mean, you know what the environment, you want to make sure that that guy's ready for it so it's not going to surprise him and then you got a single mom daughter on your hands.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, hey, you'd probably know this. I mean, if you look around America right now, you're probably going to see a lot of the similar traits in all of the women, and just understand that my daughters are no exception to that rule. So if you want to, you know, go ahead and commit to that for the rest of your life, we're square. You know, but don't come around in 10 years being like, oh, my goodness, she's so mean to me and doesn't respect me. I told you, bro. OK, I was trying to make sure you knew what you're signing up for, because we want a big, long, wholesome, you know, at the same time, dysfunctional and toxic family here for a long time.
That's why I can't complain to anybody. That man told me.
Yeah.
That man told me I can't complain to anybody, boy. I told you. I did not.
Yeah. How often does he say
that beer right there, boy?
Pass the gravy.
Yeah, pass the gravy, man. Shut up. I told you about it. More red flags right here. Looks like Ecstasy is back. The strip club Ecstasy is back.
It went away?
I
thought we had the Start Club.
Yeah, it went away.
The Start Club.
It's back.
That was my first club in Dallas.
New and improved.
Yeah, me and my buddy La Martina. We're staying right there off Stemmons. It was like 4 miles away.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. And then Zona Rosa's down the street right there, bro.
The $10 Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Bring your own beer.
Yeah, bro.
I could just walk in with an 18-pack.
And it don't close till 4 in the morning. You just drinking beers. Oh, my gosh. Yep. Ecstasy 2.0 is what they called it. New and improved.
Reboot.
BYOB. Open till 4 a.m.
There we go.
See you on Tuesday.
Yep. First day is like October 9th, 10th, and 11th. Grand opening weekend. So hopefully the cowboy season goes well and fool's gonna be in here getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, I have a whole lot more, but I gotta get on out of here. I really do. Former Cal State Bakersfield basketball coach was a former player. He's been busted. They sat him down. Pimping and pandering.
Uh-oh.
They caught him pimping and pandering out of here, boy. Mm-hmm. I tell you what. Yep. All right.
Everybody needs a side gig, man.
Everybody needs a side gig.
Yeah, don't be judging
apparently.
That guy.
6 years he was out here pimping and pandering. Somebody, anonymous tip, got him. Anonymous tip.
Oh. That NIL phone system.
Somebody.
CSE. Snitch line.
There's a coach at Cal State Fullerton.
Did he go full Hugh Freeze and use the work phone for these?
Hey, look. Oh, my God. He rented her a car and got her a hotel room all in his name.
That's messy.
Yeah,
sloppy.
That's sloppy. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Y'all be safe out here. Holla.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the Nation. What's going to happen when this cowboy makes his debut on Sunday? It's next to the Nation.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.